Welcome to this Life I Live in Truth podcast, a podcast about living life authentically. Each week, we deliver the best stories from individuals who have decided with intention to live authentic lives. Now here's your host, Jesse Belizaire.
Welcome back to the village. Audience, listeners, my villagers. I know I say this often, but it is because it's true. Be prepared because tonight we have a special treat. Our guest this evening is the doctor of chiropractic, a life coach, a mental health advocate, a woman on a mission to educate and improve the health and wellness of individuals all over. I am humbled to introduce the beautiful, the smart, the talented Dr. Renez Toussaint. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Wow, that was a beautiful intro. I feel honored to be here. Thank you for having me.
I love it. I love it. I love it. It is such a pleasure to have you with us this evening. Let's open our time together with a little game. Are you up for it?
A game? Sure.
Yes.
I'm a little bit nervous, but sure.
Don't be nervous. This is right up your alley. So we're going to play like a speed, like a flash game where you're going to have 15 seconds or less. Mm-hmm. And I want you to list all the self-care activities that one can participate in to rejuvenate themselves.
Wow.
Okay. Hold on, I'm going to put my timer because this is going to be the real deal, okay? Let me set my little timer here. You're going to hear it go off.
I love this.
If I could find my timer. Okay. We're going to make it happen. All right. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Okay. Have to start number one is prayer, meditation, yoga, just sitting in silence. Dancing is my physical activity of choice for any type of physical activity, running, biking,
and
going to the gym. Time?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did you say time? Oh, my God.
Right, 15 seconds. That's real quick. But you did quick. A lot. You did a lot. Audience, yes. Do you hear that? There are so many ways for us to care for ourselves. And we're going to get a little deep into it, and we're going to ask Dr. Renez some questions. I'm going to let her take a moment to really introduce herself. I know I gave a little intro, but I'm going to let her like really talk to y'all. So Dr. Renez, if you can just introduce yourself to our listeners, tell them a little bit about you.
Of course. Okay. So my name is Dr. Renez Toussaint Kishenro. I'm a newlywed. Like you just mentioned, I am a doctor of chiropractic. I've been practicing full-time for about 6 years. I am a mental wellness coach, which is a life coach, focusing on mental wellness, and a mental health advocate. So I was actually born in the Caribbean in a small island called Dominica, and I migrated to Miami when I was 13. But If you're familiar with, or if you have an experience and known of anybody who have made the migration to any new environment, it could be moving to a new city. It can be hard to cope with the new environment. I knew from a very young age that I was destined for greatness, of course.
Yes.
But however, I struggled a lot from between what I think everybody wanted me to do and what I felt like I was supposed to be doing. And just to give you a quick backstory, I have had certain traumas, I should say, in my childhood that was also contributing to me not really knowing what I should be doing. But anyways, when I came to the U.S., it was instilled in me, get an education. So I thought, okay, that's it. I'm going to come here and I'm going to throw myself into education. High school, I was an athlete. I played basketball. So when I got accepted into college, I figured, oh, you know, I mean, I like sports, you know, I consider myself a somewhat a physical person, so I'll just go ahead and pursue something in, you know, physical science. So I started the journey. I did athletic training, then I switched over to physical therapy. Then eventually I chose the route after receiving my bachelor's degree, I chose the route of becoming adoptive chiropractic. Throughout the journey, it was hard. Like, I call myself, I used to be a, I was people pleasing myself through life, I would say. I would do things to make everybody around me happy, to please everyone, because I wasn't completely sure of who I am. And it always been a tug on my heart, but I was like, okay, but I'm doing what the quote unquote American dream is, which is, you know, go to school, get a good education, get a job, life will be perfect. But I continued at the end of my doctorate degree. So by this time, my family always made fun of me that I'm always in school. I was in school for a very long time, but at that time, I was completing what, 17 years of school. I was receiving like a doctorate degree, which is like, you know, a high prestige. And then at that point, I felt so lost. Like, I could not identify myself. I didn't know who I was. And it was a hard pill to swallow. Like, I'm going into the real world. I'm about to start my life, quote unquote. And I felt so lost. So I did something that, you know, a lot of people call it brave, but to me, I had no choice. I packed two suitcases and I decided to take a position in Peru, South America, right out of college. I knew no one. I did not speak Spanish, so I was going to whole new territory. I figured if I needed a fresh start, so this is the only way. I know, very dramatic. But I did it. But a lot of times I used to say I was running away, but in a way I felt like God called me to this specific place, to this specific city, because with the support I received, mind you, I had not met these people at all. I did a Skype interview and I said, oh, great, got the job, I'm going. But they were just the nicest people in the world, and they treated me amazing. But anyways, when I got there, I was super excited, happy. I'm starting this new life, and that high lasted about a few weeks because I guess I figured, you know, move to a new country, not even a new city, move to a new country. I'm doing this again. That's for the second time in my life. And I thought all my problems, all my insecurities, all my self-doubt, everything would just go out the window and I'll be fine. But no, a few weeks later, I started having all these emotions and a lot stronger. The difference, that time around, the difference was that I was steel, right? Because if I was back home, I would have distractions of friends and even family and things to do. For all these years, I completely thrown myself into doing things to keep me occupied with, so that I could get away from dealing with myself, right? So being in Peru was the first time I was able to really sit with myself. I was able to be still. God was really able to. I was in. No, I'll take it back. He was always talking to me, but I wasn't listening. I
We can
was
be
able
stubborn.
to. He's always talking, but I actually was still enough to hear him for the first time. Because for years, it's like you hear these testimonies of everyone. I'm like, oh, God said this and God told me this. I'm like, why the God is not talking to me? You know? But the problem is, I was not really listening to him. So really, it took me on really my self-discovery journey where I was able to just pay attention to the thoughts I was having about myself, my self-awareness, mindfulness. I got into meditation for the first time. And that is where I also started dancing for mental health, which is what, that's something I do. That's something I, this is one of my programs, is something that I teach or encourage everyone to dance for their mental health. Dancing is something that I have always done, something I enjoyed. I am not a trained dancer, but I always knew when I danced, it felt amazing. But right. This time I was able right. to put an intention behind it. Absolutely. And I will wake up every morning after mm-hmm. I pray, meditate, and then I dance. I'm like, whoa. Like my whole mood was 180 changed.
Oh my gosh, I can relate. Mm-hmm.
yes, exactly. I like to say it's dance. It's not only dancing, any physical activity that we do, it has the same effect, but absolutely. I feel like dancing is a little bit more because right. we have music itself is therapeutic, so we have absolutely. Music and movement.
Absolutely.
So it's just an amazing combination.
I love what you're sharing, and I want to take a moment just to recap with the mm-hmm. audience so they're aware of just the powerful conversation that we're having. You're talking about yeah. migrating to America, and I also am somebody who's from immigrant parents as well as migrated yeah. to the States myself. I came when I was a little younger than you, but I just mm-hmm. understand what that journey feels like, and just yeah. the conversation you're having around feeling lost. I think a lot of people can relate and they can gravitate mm-hmm. towards what you're sharing. And just, I know you said you weren't brave, but I think to many people, you moving out to Peru, you're betting on yourself in a sense, because you don't know anybody. Yeah. And some people, they like to be comfortable in their comfort zone, and that's something that mm-hmm. they would never do. And so while you yeah. were there, it gave you an opportunity to really listen to God speaking to you. And because you had the opportunity to be still. And so I encourage my listeners who are listening to be still as often as you can, because the higher powers that be, whatever you believe in, sometimes they are really mm-hmm. trying to say something to you, whether yeah. it's slow it down, or I have a mission for you, daughter or son. We really have to take a moment to get dialed in. And with everything going on with the state of the world, you know, it's important for us to be still and to find solace and to be with our thoughts and to be mindful, as you stated. Mindfulness is something mm-hmm. that in recent years has really taken off. But as a health professional, can you take a moment to define what is mindfulness?
Mindfulness is just really just being present in the moment. Not thinking about anything else. Actually, last week, one of my best friends, she said it's so simple, right? When we think about the past, that can create depression. And when we think about the future, that creates anxiety. Mindfulness is just paying attention to everything that you're thinking. And the only way you could do that is just being right here, right now, and just taking a moment and quieting everything, your phone, the TV, people around you. And it does not take a lot. Even just breathing. Breathing is a way that we could really connect to what we're thinking, because breathing keeps us completely grounded. So, yeah, just being still and say, okay, what am I thinking right now? Because the beauty of the human body, the humans are the only, we are the only ones who could think about what we're thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
So
understood.
You can literally say, what am I thinking about right now? You take yourself out of it and you really pay attention to what you're thinking about.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
My audience might not know, but you talked about dancing earlier. I love watching your reels on IG. She makes amazing content, guys. She produces content on her reels that are both entertaining as well as educational regarding health, wellness, mental health specifically. So I wanted to ask you, why was it so important for you as a chiropractic doctor to really tackle those topics specifically?
So I found that very early on into practice that a lot of people were coming to me.
Do you like what you're hearing so far? Well, make sure you click that subscribe button so you never miss a show. All right now, so I want to tell those who are not aware about my truth cards. They have been live now since February of this year, and they are available online for sale. So if those are not aware, they are 33 head and heart question cards for people who would like or who have found the one and just want to affirm them. Cards are really great for date nights in, one-on-ones with your partner or love interests. They're great for checking in, and they're also good for journaling. All right, details to purchase can be found below. Now back to the show.
For neck and back pain. But a lot of times they did not connect the emotional aspect. A lot of our physical pain is our emotional pain that is manifested outward, right? Even with like things like simple things like headaches and neck pain and back pain, that has a strong emotional connection in people. And I learned that early because even in school, we were taught to treat, you know, the pain, right? But just my table is like therapy, because sometimes people get on there and just let it all out and talk about their problems. And sometimes I don't even have to do much. Just letting them vent and talk about whatever they're going through. Sometimes there's tears, and they walk away and they're already feel better.
Right.
And I didn't have to do much. Mm-hmm. So I knew early, and then on top of that, with my personal journey, I knew that is something that I needed to build awareness around, especially in our community.
Mm-hmm. I love that you said that, in our community. Can you speak a little bit more to that? Why specifically our community? And by our community, are you speaking Black and Brown and Indigenous people?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Because there's still such a stigma when it comes to mental health, mental health and illnesses. But specifically mental health, because when we say mental health, a lot of people will automatically say, oh, I'm fine, I don't have a disease, I don't have an illness, so automatically I'm fine. But just like our physical health, there are certain things that we do to prevent ourselves from illnesses and diseases, right? We eat the right foods, we exercise, we sleep. All those are things that it's known, it's common knowledge that we should do to prevent us from getting sick. You go to the doctor, he tells you the same thing. So why not do that for our mental health? What are the things that we could do on a daily basis to take care of our mental health so that we could prevent ourselves from getting there? Because we all are like one life crisis away from experiencing a mental breakdown.
Right.
But if we have the foundation, if mm-hmm. we know how to if we know how to cope already, then it, I mean, doesn't make the crisis, obviously it does not make the crisis go away, but right, it might make it more manageable when
Absolutely.
It comes.
Absolutely. When I was a freshman in college, I had the opportunity to take a stress reduction class. And that was before meditation was a sexy thing. And I think it was one of the best classes that I've ever taken as an undergrad. It's just so necessary.
And those are I feel like we need, just how we have PE in high school. We need to start having, and I'm not sure, I'm not close to the school system, so I'm not sure if that's something they're starting to incorporate, because mental health is on mental health and mental crisis is on the horizon. Mm-hmm. But there should be something in schools to at least teach our youth, like, how to identify, like, you know, their symptoms. Like, hey, if you feel in this, you know you could talk to somebody about this, you know.
Right.
And it's okay. You're not going through this alone. So that's part of the stigma. The stigma is really breaking the stigma. The stigma is really a huge part of it is education.
Absolutely. And I really think we need to normalize not being okay. You know, that has to be okay.
Yes. So, because the goal is not to be happy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We have this notion that we should be happy. Why am I not happy? If I'm not happy, then something is wrong with me. But it's impossible for us to be happy all the time, because things happen. You're going to be sad. You're going to be angry.
Right.
And also to remember, when you feel discomfort, when something doesn't feel right, guess what? That means you're growing. If you're happy all the time, there's no adversity. There's no room for you to build resilience so you can grow and flourish. So we, like you said, we do have to normalize that it's okay not to be okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Where did your interest for the health field first occur? Like, did you always know you wanted to be a chiropractic doctor or in the medical field?
I always know. I'm a caring person. I always, like, if you ask me when I was younger, like a little girl, what you want to do? I was like, oh, I want to help people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But mental health was not even in my radar. Like I said, I picked physical science because, like, hey, like, it sounded sexy at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But what kind of thing, where it all started for me, it's like I always had people come and talk to me. Like, I was always the middle person in some situation, whether it be between family members or between friends, and I was always the neutral person. So, and I'm a good listener. So it just all came together. And once I came back from Peru and I got back into the American lifestyle and started working, I still felt there was something missing. Mm-hmm. Like, there was still something missing. I was just like, Lord, like, I've done all this work. Like, I felt like I was ready to come back. Like, what is going on? Why am I feeling this way? And really, like, he put it on my heart to, like, you know, continue, like, how I helped you over this couple years, I want you to do the same. And I was like, okay.
Exactly. When he calls, you just have to follow suit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In three words or less, could you define wellness? What does wellness mean to you in three words or less?
Wellness means, that's a good question. Wellness is being in control. When I talk about mental wellness, is being in control of your thoughts. In three words or less, oh God, okay, let's see.
Control could be the
so
first.
So four words. Mm-hmm. In control, present, and I would say, be in control, you have to be present in your body, and grace.
Grace. I love that.
Grace. Yeah. That's a huge thing for me. Getting to
this
the wellness.
Next,
grace. Mm-hmm.
This next question that I have for you may sound similar to the one I just asked, but I want you to take a moment and really think about it. When do you feel you're most well? When are you most well?
I am the most well when I remind myself who I am.
Whew, powerful. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's a continuous cycle of working on it, but sometimes, again, if you're not mindful, you might take yourself back to the old you, to back to the younger you who were, you know, lack self-confidence, lack self-esteem, thinking you're unworthy. Like, if we're not careful, you bring yourself right back to that place. Again, so mindfulness, practicing mindfulness and self-awareness is reminding myself, girl,
you're no longer the daughter of a king. Did you know that?
Yes.
Come on now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just like that.
Exactly. Absolutely. I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. What would you say is the best piece of advice, whether somebody gave it to you or life kind of taught it to you or God spoke to you in a dream? What is the best advice you've ever received, and what can you share with our listeners?
And that all, this always comes to mind. I think I learned it from my mom and my grandmother, who practically raised me. They always said, God helps those who help themselves. And that always stuck with me. Yes, we want certain things. And then I have a recent business coach who also put it this way. Give God something to bless.
Whew.
Right?
Give him something to bless. Oh, my goodness.
Give God something to bless. Because we could sit here and sometimes we use prayer as our crutch. Like, oh, I'll pray about it. I'm just praying about it. But what are you doing about it? Because we all know faith without works is dead, right?
Faith without works is dead. Come on now. I didn't know he was going to church, but come on now.
Listen, no matter what conversation I'm having, it always goes back to that, because that's my foundation.
Exactly. That's what centers you. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. So whatever you want out of life, before you can pray, start doing it. You know, if that's not the route that God wants you to go, he will tell you. But just sitting around and doing nothing, you're holding yourself back.
Absolutely.
So that's the first thing that comes to my mind. God helps those who help themselves.
That's right. Audience, y'all heard it from Dr. Vanez. Do what you pray for, essentially.
Yes.
God can't bless what you're not doing.
Go after it.
Exactly.
Go after it. Yeah.
I love it.
You want to be physically and mentally fit? What are you doing about it?
Exactly.
We could pray all day. People could pray for us all day. But unless we take that first step, unless we start putting some action to what we say, what we want, nothing is going to move.
That's right.
It takes work.
It absolutely takes work. Wow, what a wonderful treat we've had tonight with you here as our guest. I wanted to know, before we let you go, if you can share with our audience how people can stay connected with you and any projects you have on the horizon or offerings.
Thank you so much. I have a free Facebook group called Dance for FOR Mental Health. You can find it's a free community I've created for just women who just need support, whether it be for their mental wellness, whether it be for, you know, finding their purpose, achieving their goals. You can find us on Facebook, just search Dance for Mental Health. And also you could connect with me on Instagram at dr.rennes, so dr.rennes on Instagram. I will have information coming up very soon, because I'll be relaunching my one-on-one programs and my group programs, all centered around mental wellness and dance.
I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being our guest this evening. Audience, until next time, I want you guys to cancel the noise and really seek the truth that is only found in the light. Until next time, guys.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us this week on This Life I Live in Truth podcast. Make sure to visit our website, www.thislifeiliveintruth.com, where you can stay connected and subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on any and all platforms, or for you to simply tell a friend. Feel free to also check out our e-course, Finding Your Purpose. Until next time, listeners, cancel the noise and seek the truth that is often found in the light.